Grand Rising, beautiful people. We have a little change of plans this morning. Lori Sue had to step away unexpectedly to attend a funeral. So before we begin, let's all keep her and everyone involved in our thoughts today. Now, this is usually the part where Lori Sue introduces the host, so I'm just going to pretend that she gave me a really wonderful introduction, and we're just going to pick up from there. So, all of you beautiful people, as I unmute the lines, let me know what your name is and where you're calling in from this morning.
Peter Veronique from Spain!
Oh my God,
hey, Peter Veronique, and all the beautiful kiddos.
Good morning!
Rising family is Angela Mason in Northern California. We have the amazing Ashley Casper as a host and a harmonic engineer.
Good morning, Angela.
Grand rising, beautiful.
We got to tweak it and just make it happen.
That's it.
Grand rising, everybody. Who else we got out there?
Steve Scoresby, Utah.
Hey, Steve. Good to hear you this morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yes, yes. Glad to have you.
Boom.
Got to wake some
boom.
People up on
boom.
Friday.
Boom.
The
boom.
Spain family. Boom. Grand rising from Angela.
What's up, Booker?
Do the Dougie. Come on, Angela. Boom.
Hey.
Boom.
We got this.
Boom.
We got this. Do it. Do it.
Friday.
Do it.
Do it.
Right now.
Get up out of that sleep.
Wake them up. Wake them up.
I don't know. It's Friday. Y'all supposed to be up. What's up?
Right?
What's up?
It's Freedom Friday. Let's go.
That's it. Freedom. Not sleep them. Freedom.
We are awake.
We are awake.
Yep, we are awake. All right, we're going to get started here in just a few minutes. We got to wake some people up and get them on the Grow Rich Mastermind.
That's it.
Yeah, baby.
Play some music while we're waiting on some more people to jump on. Do we have any special birthdays today?
Nope.
Anybody got any birthdays?
It's Pioneer Day in Utah.
Pioneer Day. I did see that while I was looking up my national days this morning. I've got a little treat for y'all in a bit.
Oh, okay. Pioneer Day. I like that. Everybody loves you. This is the Do the Dougie with Ashley Day. How about that?
Do the Dougie with Ashley Day.
Not the holiday. I'm claiming it.
I love that.
I want to celebrate that. I want to celebrate
doing
that.
It wrong.
Do the Dougie.
The National Do the Dougie Day.
Do the
Dougie.
Do the Dougie Day. Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Anita.
What's up, Anita?
Good
morning. Good to hear that you're awake and well and enthusiastic, Anita.
Yeah.
Been up for hours.
Happy Friday, everyone. We'll get started here. And
if you see somebody with a smile, give them yours.
Yes.
That's right.
All right, everybody. It is the top of the hour. I'm
going
to go ahead.
Let's get the Dougie going, y'all. What's up, Ashley?
What's up?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, if you guys missed it, we are a little bit out of our norm this morning. Lori Sue had to step away unexpectedly, really last minute. She had a funeral to attend, and she had to get on a train this morning very early. So we're sending thoughts and prayers with you, Lori Sue, if you are listening in or listening to the replay. For those of you that don't know, my name is Ashley Casper, and I have the privilege of welcoming you to another edition of the Grow Rich Mastermind. I'm honored to be your host today. Whether you are joining us for the first time ever or you've made this part of your daily routine, we are so happy that you are here. One of the things that I love most about this community is that none of us arrives having it all figured out. Well, maybe a few of you do. Some of you seem like you got it pretty figured out. But we come together to stretch our thinking, to challenge our old beliefs, and to borrow some strength and from wisdom and some wisdom from one another as we continue on this growth journey that we're all on. And that is the beauty of a true mastermind. And you have found yourself at one of, Lori Sue told us yesterday, it's one of the longest standing masterminds ever. And I definitely believe that. I think it's been 2009 since this has been going on. So this has definitely stood the test of time. And if this is your first time joining us, welcome. Our vision here is freedom through principle-centered leadership while helping each person develop a true prosperity consciousness by learning to think and act the way prosperous people think and act. And that's why we gather here every weekday morning. We don't just simply get together to read another chapter, but we are working to become the people that we're capable of becoming, you know, the best version of ourselves that we can be. Now, if you have been hanging around with us for a little while, you know I've developed this little tradition of checking what national days we're celebrating. And some days are inspiring, some days are downright a little bizarre. And today's gave me the perfect excuse to share a couple of jokes with you. Today is National Tell an Old Joke Day. So here's the first one. My brother, he had a teacher, and the teacher told him once, "You will never amount to much because you procrastinate so much." And my brother just looked at that teacher with a smirk and he said, "I'll show you, you just wait." And I don't know if he ever proved them wrong, but he might still be getting around to it. And then a friend of mine recently was telling me that their computers crashed at work the other day. It was so bad, she said, that they had to do everything manually. It took them a whole 20 minutes just to shuffle the solitaire cards. Now, if I got at least one eye roll or one groan out of those jokes, then I think I've successfully celebrated National Tell an Old Joke Day. So whether you are joining us live this morning or catching the replay, we're honored that you're here. So grab a notebook, settle in, and keep your open mind. And let's continue growing together today. So I want to know, are you here today to be inspired to take new action in your life? Are you excited about learning something new that's going to help you on your journey? And are you grateful and thankful to be alive today? If so, let me know as I open up the lines right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. 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 Friday. Yeah.
I needed some of that energy. Thank you. Thank you. All right. We will be doing our Freedom Crusaders Manifesto here in just a moment. So if you'd like to volunteer to do that for us today, go ahead and get that ready. I'll call you out in just a moment. And if you have not done so already, please go visit growrichaudios.com to easily access the gold mine of goodies that we have for you. There are replays of the call from, or a replay of yesterday's call. And the Mastermind Collection, which includes all the books that we study here together. I do want to just make sure that everyone knows we have made some revisions to the books that we're reading here lately. So make sure that you go to thegrowrichaudios.com and download that latest version so that, you know, we can all be on the same pages. You can also access the Freedom Crusaders Manifesto and our major definite purpose documents there. So go check that out if you have not already. Our book of the month this month is Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. And our enemy of character this month is intolerance. All right, let's get the Freedom Crusaders Manifesto rolling. Star 6, who would like
Linda Rica.
To do that? Hi, Linda Rica. Take it away. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Our Freedom Crusaders Manifesto, our mission is freedom through principle-centered leadership. I have a definite purpose to become financially free with self-confidence to back it up. I believe in myself and in those around me, seizing every opportunity I can to practice initiative and leadership in providing service to others. I use my imagination to visualize my purpose, and I craft plans for its attainment. I mix enthusiasm with my work because enthusiasm is the force that energizes my body, my mind, my soul.
I fill my heart with sincere gratitude. Each day, I exercise self-control to guide my actions with patience and discipline. I temper my desires by choosing to live within my means so I can save money, eliminate debt, and buy income-producing assets. I render more service than I am paid for, and I know that in so doing, infinite intelligence will return even more in due time. I have a pleasing personality that is both genuine and sincere, and I am an accurate thinker. I know that accurate thought is based on facts and not upon hearsay or random information. I concentrate my undivided by giving my undivided attention to but one task at a time. I cooperate and mastermind harmoniously with others, believing that together we really can do more. I profit from failure, my own and others, and I always practice tolerance when dealing with others. I make the golden rule the foundation of all that I do that affects other people, and I know that the long cut is the only real shortcut, and I commit to putting in the time, gaining the knowledge, and doing the work required to earn my just reward. As a promoter, I produce meaningful, hype-free marketing that matters. I believe the stairwell designed by the architect of the universe is leading somewhere great, and I strive to make my choices from this grand perspective. I seek to align myself with companies, products, missions, movements, and organizations which are firmly in alignment with these principles while avoiding those who are not. I will be the change that I wish to see in the world, and even after I've obtained my freedom, I will continue to assist other crusaders on this path. So be it. Praise the Lord, and let's do it.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Linda Rica. Truly appreciate you, and I know I'm not the only one. Freedom Crusaders, let Linda Rica know just how much we love and appreciate her. And I think I just said Lori Sue instead of Linda Rica. Linda Rica, I apologize. I still need a little bit of coffee this morning. So if I did not say your name correctly, I apologize. But thank you so much for coming out and serving our community today. All right. Have you guys ever had a fly in your house? It's summertime here in Georgia, and living out in the country, we've got all kinds of bugs. And, you know, whenever a fly gets stuck in your house, it kind of cracks me up because it can see the sunshine. It can see the trees. It knows exactly where it wants to go. There's just one problem. There's a window in the way. So what does the fly do? It flies straight into the glass, buzz, smack, and again, buzz, smack. The fly is working incredibly hard to get out, but it's getting nowhere. If effort alone determines success, that fly would eventually make it outside. But no matter how determined it is, the glass isn't going to move. Now, have you ever noticed a bee or a wasp stuck in your home? The bee also wants outside. It flies towards the window, bumps into it once or twice, realizes something isn't working, and it begins to explore the room. It circles around, tries another direction, keeps moving, and eventually, hopefully, it'll discover an open door. Or in my case, my husband and I are shooing it out the door while the kids are absolutely losing their mind that there's a bee or a wasp in the house. But both bugs wanted the same destination, and both were obviously willing to work. But only one of those bugs was really committed to the goal instead of becoming attached to one plan of action. How many times in life are we acting like a fly? How many times have I convinced myself that if I just push a little harder, the answer will magically change? This chapter that we're reading is going to remind us that persistence isn't always pushing harder. Persistence is staying committed to the destination while remaining flexible about the path. And that reminded me of two moments with my own boys over the past few years. Years apart, I had each of them digging a hole in our backyard. the latest event was one son was handed a shovel and told, go dig a hole. And everything was fine until he hit a tree root. My son swung that shovel. He stomped his feet and he thrashed that thing at the hole and the root, exhausting himself to no end. And then the frustration set in. He was yelling. He threw that shovel, kicked the ground, completely convinced that the root had ruined his life and that the task was impossible. I remember him even saying, you give me impossible things to do. Nothing really changed until my husband went out and reminded my son that there's more than one tool and more than one way to get a job done. And it also wasn't our first attempt at instilling this lesson either, but that's the story of parenthood, right? Anyway, a couple years prior to this, a different son, I had sent him out to do the exact same job, the same yard, the same dirt, different spot, different roots, but he starts digging and he hits a root. He stops, he looks at it, walks into the shed, comes back with a different tool. That tool didn't do the job. Back to the shed, tries another tool, still doesn't work. He comes inside and says, I've tried everything and it just doesn't seem to be working. So we tackled it together and we got it done. Wasn't the wrong tools. He just needed a little more muscle. Within a couple of minutes, that root was gone and the hole was finished. And what's interesting to me is that both boys faced the exact same obstacle. Neither one of them was lacking determination. One got stuck fighting the obstacle, and the other stayed focused on solving the problem. The difference was not persistence. The difference was flexibility. And I think that's one of the hidden lessons of persistence that is so important for us to remember. Persistence is not repeating the same action over and over, hoping for a different result. We've talked about what that is. That's called insanity. That is far from persistent. Persistence is remaining faithful to your purpose while being willing to change your approach. You know, sometimes persistent looks like asking for help or learning a new skill, maybe, or even finding a better tool. Sometimes we have to do that too. And I think sometimes it might even look like realizing you've been trying to fly through a closed window when the open door is only a few feet away. We learned a few weeks ago about, you know, 3 feet from gold. I think that applies here. Today's reading really drives this idea home for us because Napoleon Hill will remind us that persistence is not just another nice quality to have. He says there is no substitute for persistence. And as we read today, I'd invite everyone to listen with one question in mind. Where in life have I been acting like the fly, and where could I become a little more like the bee? So with that, we are going to be jumping into our reading a little early, and I actually don't even have it open. I thought I had everything prepared. We are on page 117 of Think and Grow Rich. Get it open here. 15, 16, there we go. Did I say 118? Yeah. All right. So we're going to start at the top of... No. Was that it? Bear with me. Okay, no, we are going to start at the bottom of page 116. So, with persistence will come success. If you select your mastermind group with care, you will have in it at least one person who will aid you in the development of persistence. Some who have accumulated great fortunes did so because of necessity. They developed the habit of persistence because they were so closely driven by circumstances that they had to become persistent. There is no substitute for persistence. It cannot be supplanted by any other quality. Remember this, and it will hearten you. In the beginning, when the going may seem difficult and slow, those who have cultivated the habit of persistence seem to enjoy insurance against failure. No matter how many times they are defeated, they finally arrive up toward the top of the ladder. Sometimes it appears that there is a hidden guide whose duty is to test men and women through all sorts of discouraging experiences. Those who pick themselves up after defeat and keep on trying arrive, and the world cries, "Bravo, I knew you could do it." The hidden guide lets no one enjoy great achievement without passing the persistence test. Those who can't take it simply do not make the grade. Those who can take it are bountifully rewarded for their persistence. They receive as their compensation whatever goal they are pursuing. That is not all. They receive something infinitely more important than material compensation, the knowledge that every failure brings with it the seed of an equivalent advantage. There are exceptions to this rule. A few people know from experience the soundness of persistence. They are the ones who have not accepted defeat as being anything more than temporary. They are the ones whose desires are so persistently applied that defeat is finally changed into victory. We who stand on the sidelines of life see the overwhelmingly large number who go down in defeat, never to rise again. We see the few who take the punishment of defeat as an urge to greater effort. These fortunately never learn to accept life's reverse gear. But what we do not see, what most of us never suspect of existing, is the silent but irresistible power which comes to the rescue of those who fight on in the face of discouragement. If we speak of this power at all, we call it persistence and let it go at that. One thing we all know, if one does not possess persistence, one does not achieve noteworthy success in any calling. As these lines are being written, I look up from my work and see before me, less than a block away, the great mysterious Broadway, the graveyard of dead hopes, and the front porch of opportunity. From all over the world, people have come to Broadway seeking fame, fortune, power, love, and whatever it is that human beings call success. Once in a great while, someone steps out from the long procession of seekers, and the world hears that another person has mastered Broadway. But Broadway is not easily nor quickly conquered. She acknowledges talent, recognizes genius, pays off in money, only after one has refused to quit. Then we know that one has discovered the secret of how to conquer Broadway. The secret is always inseparably attached to one word, persistence. The secret is told in the struggle of Fanny Hurst, the novelist whose persistence conquered Broadway. She came to New York in 1915 to convert writing into riches. The conversion did not come quickly, but it came. For 4 years, Miss Hurst learned about the sidewalks of New York from firsthand experience. She spent her days laboring and her nights hoping. When hope grew dim, she did not say, "All right, Broadway, you win." She said, "Very well, Broadway, you may whip some, but not me. I'm going to force you to give up." One publisher, the Saturday Evening Post, sent her 36 rejection slips before she broke the ice and got a story across. The average writer, like the average in other walks of life, would have given up the job when the first rejection slip came. She pounded the pavements for 4 years to the tune of the publisher's no, because she was determined to win. Then came the payoff. The spell had been broken. The unseen guide had tested Fanny Hurst, and she could take it. From that time on, publishers made a beaten path to her door. Money came so fast she hardly had time to count. Then the movie studios discovered her, and money came not in small change, but in floods. The movie rights to her latest novel, Great Laughter, brought $100,000, more than $2 million in today's dollars, said to be the highest price ever paid for a story before publication. Her royalties from the sale of the book probably will run much more. Briefly, you have a description of what persistence is capable of achieving. Fanny Hurst is no exception. Wherever men and women accumulate great riches, you may be sure they first acquired persistence. Broadway will give any beggar a cup of coffee and a sandwich, but it demands persistence for those who go after the big stakes. Kate Smith, the powerhouse vocalist who would soon make Irving Berlin's God Bless America a national institution, will say amen when she reads this. For years she sang without money and without price before any microphone she could reach. Broadway said to her, come and get it if you can take it. She did take it until one happy day Broadway got tired and said, oh, what's the use? You don't know when you're whipped, so name your price and go to work in earnest. Miss Smith named her price. It was plenty. A way up and figure so high that 1 week's salary is far more than most people make in a whole year. Verily, it pays to be persistent. And here is an encouraging statement which carries with it a suggestion of great significance. Thousands of singers who excel Kate Smith are walking up and down Broadway looking for a break without success. Countless others have come and gone. Many of them sang well enough, but they failed to make the grade because they lacked the courage to keep on keeping on until Broadway became tired of turning them away. Persistence is a state of mind. Therefore, it can be cultivated. Like all states of mind, persistence is based upon definite causes, among them these. A. Definiteness of purpose. Knowing what one wants is the first and perhaps the most important step toward the development of persistence. A strong motive forces one to surmount many difficulties. Desire. It is comparatively easy to acquire and to maintain persistence in pursuing the object of intense desire. Self-reliance. Belief in one's ability to carry out a plan encourages one to follow the plan through with persistence. Self-reliance can be developed through the principle described in the chapter on autosuggestion. Definiteness of plans. Organized plans, even though they may be weak and entirely impractical, encourage persistence. I want to read that again. Definiteness of plans. Organized plans, even though they may be weak and entirely impractical, encourage persistence. Accurate knowledge. Knowing that one's plans are sound based upon experience or observation encourages persistence. Guessing instead of knowing destroys persistence. Cooperation. Sympathy, understanding, and harmonious cooperation with others tend to develop persistence. Willpower. The habit of concentrating one's thoughts upon the building of plans for the attainment of a definite purpose leads to persistence. Habit. Persistence is the direct result of habit. The mind absorbs and becomes a part of the daily experiences upon which it feeds. Fear, the worst of all enemies, can be effectively cured by forced repetition of acts of courage. Everyone who has been active service in war knows this. Before leaving the subject of persistence, take inventory of yourself and determine in what particular, if any, you are lacking in this essential quality. Measure yourself courageously, point by point, and see how many of the 8 factors of persistence you lack. The analysis may lead to discoveries that will give you a new grip on yourself. Symptoms of lack of persistence. Here you will find the real enemies which stand between you and noteworthy achievement. Here you will find not only the symptoms indicating weakness of persistence, but also the deeply seated subconscious causes of this weakness. Study the list carefully and face yourself squarely if you really wish to know who you are and what you are capable of doing. These are the weaknesses which must be mastered by all who accumulate riches. Number 1, failure to recognize and to clearly define exactly what one wants. Number 2, procrastination, with or without cause, usually backed up with a formidable array of alibis and excuses. Number three, lack of interest in acquiring specialized knowledge. Number four, indecision, the habit of passing the buck on all occasions instead of facing issues squarely, also backed by alibis. Five, the habit of relying upon alibis instead of creating definite plans for the solution of problems. Number six, self-satisfaction. There is but little remedy for this affliction and no hope for those who suffer from it. Number seven, indifference, usually reflected in one's readiness to compromise on all occasions rather than meet opposition and fight it. Number eight, the habit of blaming others for one's mistakes and accepting unfavorable circumstances as being unavoidable. Number nine, weakness of desire due to neglect in the choice of motives that impel action. That's a new word for me. All right. Number 10, willingness, even eagerness to quit at the first sign of defeat based upon one or more of the six basic fears. 11, lack of organized plans placed in writing where they may be analyzed. 12, the habit of neglecting to move on ideas or to grasp opportunity when it presents itself. 13, wishing instead of willing. 14, the habit of compromising with poverty instead of aiming at riches. General absence of ambition to be, to do, and to own. Number 15, searching for all shortcuts to riches, trying to get without giving a fair equivalent, usually reflected in the habit of gambling, endeavoring to drive sharp bargains. Number 16, fear of criticism, failure to create plans and to put them into action because of what other people will think, do, or say. This enemy belongs at the head of the list because it generally exists in one's subconscious mind where its presence is not recognized. See the six basic fears in a later chapter. Let us examine some of the symptoms of the fear of criticism. The majority of people permit relatives, friends, and the public at large to so influence them that they cannot live their own lives because they fear criticism. Huge numbers of people make mistakes in marriage, stand by the bargain, and go through life miserable and unhappy because they fear criticism, which may follow if they correct the mistake. Anyone who has submitted to this form of fear knows the irreparable damage it does by destroying ambition, self-reliance, and the desire to achieve. Millions of people neglect to acquire belated educations after having left school because they fear criticism. Countless numbers of men and women, both young and old, permit relatives to wreck their lives in the name of duty because they fear criticism. Duty does not require any person to submit to the destruction of personal ambitions and the right to live life in his or her own way. People will refuse to take chances in business because they fear the criticism which may follow if they fail. The fear of criticism in such cases is stronger than the desire for success. I think that'll be a good stopping point for us at the top of page 122. I know we're a minute early, but I'm going to go ahead and go through our little disclaimer. So we're going to open it up for our mastermind portion of the call. Now is your chance to share what came up for you during today's discussion or during our reading. Maybe you have an aha moment from your own journey that you'd like to share with us today. This is a non-company specific call, so please no mention of company names, system names, or home business leader names unless the leaders are part of our community. This is a spiritual mastermind, but not a religious mastermind, so please avoid dogmatic religious terms and ideas as much as possible. Let's keep the vibes high and the conversation on positive, light, not news or politics, anything like that. All right, let me get this in the right mode. And star 6, who would like to come out today?
Hey, Wanda from Rhode Island.
Hey, Wanda. Good to hear you this morning.
Oh, great to hear you. Just Great call, great message. You had so many things. My brain was going crazy. I'm working on the road here, so I couldn't take notes, but I'm going to listen to the replay. But I loved how you talked about the flies, right? They both had the same plan, right, the same goal. And I have that problem here in Rhode Island, too, right? So, you know, I love it because I get that sticky paper, right? You know that sticky paper that goes in the ceiling?
Yep.
I love when it catches them because it gets them and they can't get off. But then you'll see the smart one, right? You'll see all the guys on there, and they'll realize, well, they're all dead, and that one won't go on there. So that one looks for the solution, right? It's kind of crazy, but when you got them dripping, you're like, whoa. But then the other thing you said, you know, about habits. Habits are so important, you know, what we do every day. That's why I love when I get up, I get that motivational quote. I exercise. I drink my water. I have my protein, right? I'm on the right track. I get on this call. I'm motivated, right? And then every day I put myself confidence on it. And when I say that, I have my goals in front of me, right? Something simple, girl, cutting the grass, cutting some flowers, putting them on the table, giving them to the neighbor, something, right? Any goal that you have. But when we help enough people get what they want, we're going to get what I want, what we want. So we'll think about serving. Being 1% better, remember, you're not in competition with anybody because you're a creator. There's nobody like me. I guarantee you that. And there's nobody like you. You're uniquely built. So remember that. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. Have a great weekend. As always, do something good for somebody else in the space, you know, when they can't repay you. And I'm looking forward to seeing y'all in Branson, Missouri. Have an awesome day.
Thank you so much, Wanda. Always love your shares, and you're so fired up. I love it. You get me, make me smile, inspire me. Love that.
Landerica.
Hey, Landerica.
So this is the first call I've been on. So thank you so much for your service, by the way, and I loved your bee analogy. And I think that was really appropriate and timely. And I was thinking also that the whole idea that different kinds of persistence exist and that the fly hitting the wall is the bee finding a path. And I was reminded of another story of a mouse in a maze, which was a computer program that I had to do way back when they still had computer cards. Yeah, I know. And the way you got the mouse out of the maze, you had a little program, and the mouse had to just keep kind of one paw on the wall, or person, or rat, or whatever. And so that you'd go, as long as you're, no matter what maze you're in, even if you're inefficient, if you keep your one hand on one, on the right wall, you go around, you'll eventually get out of the maze. And I was thinking that our path of, in this group, is our mindset, and it's our Let's Go, and it's our Freedom Crusades Manifesto, and it's all the books we read. And so as long as we keep our hand on the path, there's a way out. And that was particularly important to me now because I survived an accident that basically could have killed me last Monday. And there but for the grace of God and my seatbelt, I'm alive. And I've been in a hospital rehab setting in an awful lot of pain and a lot of major problems like a smashed foot and a smashed sternum. So I kind of lost my way a little bit, and I completely forgot about the call because I was just doing survival things, you know, just trying to get help to get up to go to the bathroom in a wheelchair and stuff like that. So it's been a hard road, and I'm going to have months of recovery, and I definitely wanted to reach out and connect with my community, but it's just been hard. So this is the time. I got on the call at the end yesterday and thought, why have I been missing this? You know. So I'm glad I got to read the Freedom Crusaders Manifesto because that's definitely very important to me, every line of it, and just especially how much we can do together when we interact harmoniously. And it just means a lot to me that we have this community, that we have people that reach out. And almost intuitively, Angelou reached out yesterday, and I really appreciated that. And then I get to talk to Albie, too. And I definitely would be grateful for connections with anyone who'd like to catch up or reach out. I'm on Facebook, Linda Rica Hutchings, and if you don't have my number, somebody who does, or I put it out. But these little contacts with human contacts are so important when you're healing. It's not just the meds, and normally I try to get off meds and having a lot of success with some holistic alternatives, somehow sneaking them into the hospital, but they're what's working. So just I wanted to very much ask for my prayer warriors here to pray for my complete and deep and timely healing, and especially walking with ease and confidence and no problems going forward. I have to have a surgery soon, and I don't want to go on too long, but I would definitely appreciate prayers and support and connection. And just remember, no matter what you're going through, that we have this lifeline, this community, these books, this mindset, these readings, the Let's Go. And today I thought, well, maybe it'd be a good idea if I got back into the habit of doing the things in Let's Go to just give some structure to my day, because the hospital's a different kind of experience than when you have full control of your life. So with that, I just want to inspire everybody to keep going forward, whatever the path is. And I'll close with, I saw somebody posted, a guy named Rick, I don't know, posted a thing about a setback just being another path. And so I'm trying to look at this, like, what can I get done now that I'm flat on my back that I couldn't maybe get done? So thank you. I'm sorry if I went over. And God bless everybody. I'm glad you're all here. And thank you.
Thank you, Linda Rica, and definitely sending prayers your way. Thank you for giving us that update. And, yeah, glad to have you back and tuned in. And, yeah, glad to have you. All right, Brett Hudson, come
Brett
on.
Brett Hudson.
Come on out, Brett.
Woo-woo. Happy Friday, Freedom Friday. Everybody's, well, first of all, prayers coming your way, Linda Rica. It's always hard when you have to let go and surrender to the healing. But I like your mindset where, you know, you're like, what can I do while I'm on my back? And that's definitely looking at the silver lining, right? And that's what we do here. So, yeah, and you emphasize community. And I mean, there's nothing, you know, we all have that hurting instinct. Although, you know, I might like to be alone a lot of times. I do enjoy being around company and community, especially when, you know, we can't show up rainbows and unicorns every day. I mean, we're human beings, so we have off days, and it's important, you know, even like, you know, I didn't hear Linda Rica on the call for a while, and I didn't put two and two together. You see, I still have a lot of work to do, right? And, yeah, it's but other people did notice and they reached out to her. So anyways, this is it's progress, not perfection. I'm glad I'm plugged into this call. I learn every day. I don't know anything. I know a lot about everything and a lot of nothing, that's for sure. So anyways, back to you. Have a blessed day.
Thanks so much, Brett. And yeah, it is you know, and it's just a reminder. Sometimes we're worried about what other people think about us, and we really are just not selfishly, but really kind of worried about our own lives. And, yeah, we have to kind of slow down and see who's missing. And we're not perfect at it, but we're striving, and we're here. This is a community that continues to strive to be the best versions that we can. And love that, too. The silver lining is so important. All right, star 6, who else wants to come out?
Hey, Ashley, it's Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, and my prayers will be for you, Linda Rica. I'm sorry to hear about your accident, and prayers for Lori Sue and her funeral things. It's funny, I was having my quiet time this morning, and this came up, and it's about the armor, they call it the armor of God. The Bible calls it the honor of God. But I was breaking it down and applying it to this call that we do. And it's like, you know, we have the breastplate to protect our heart. And then we have the belt of truth to reproduce truth and eliminate error. This call is truth, and it will help us to eliminate the errors. And the shoes on our feet are guiding us in the right direction. Then there's the helmet of salvation. We got to get our mindset right, casting down those vain imaginations. We need to think and focus on what's good and right and lovely and of good report. And, you know, I'm thinking of a football team. The coach gets the team in the locker room and gets their mindset right. Then they put on their helmets and go out on the field to play the game. And so that's what this call is for us. And then with all that armor on, then we pick up the shield of faith, which quenches all those fiery darts of rejection and all that stuff that's sure to come our way when we're trying to forge our path of entrepreneurship and freedom. And then we hold up that shield and focus on a trillionfold love and return it to sender. Those people are probably deficient on love, and we need to give them some of ours. And then we're ready to pick up that sword to go out and slay the dragons of challenges that come our way. So the one thing I noticed, though, is all of that armor is on the front because we're supposed to face this stuff instead of, you know, head on and not run from it in fear. If I'm running away, I don't have any protection, and one of my fellow soldiers, masterminders, will have to either stop their fight and minister to me, or I'm dead or at least wounded on the battlefield, and at best I won't bleed out. So anyway, that was, you know, kind of what I got. I have a very vivid imagination. So that was kind of what I was thinking about what this call does for me when I get on it in the day. It gets my armor all polished up and ready to go out and fight the battles that we all are fighting in our freedom through principle-centered leadership. So anyway, thank you very much for hosting the call, and thank everybody for being here, and I hope everybody has a blessed weekend.
Thank you, Donna, the armor polisher. I like that. I love your vivid imagination as well. Great share. Appreciate you. All right, star 6. Another thing I wanted to say, Linda Rica, I really liked what you said about the mouse and the maze, and the keep the hand on the path. There's a way out. There's always a way out if you keep your hand on the path. I thought that was really great. Hey, Albie.
Hey. Hey, Ashley. You read my mind. I just wanted to say. I just wanted to say that there's a thing that I say to myself every morning, which is, I am being polished by adversity. I'm like a little gem being polished by adversity. And I think that quote had been in some portion had been mentioned or something like that. Maybe in this one, I'm not sure, but it really does make a difference, because you realize, you know, that your life is in process, and that there's a lot of shining that still has to be done.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Anyway,
that was
just my little
hand in hand with what Donna was saying about the armor polisher, and then polished by adversity. That's a good analogy.
Yeah. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you for everything. It was a great call this morning.
Yeah, and thank you, Albie. And thank you for reaching out to Linda Rica and just demonstrate, you know, just sharing the love from this community and just being part of it. You add so much
to
the community. So grateful for you.
Thank you.
All right, star 6.
Hi, Ashley. I just wanted to add a little bit to that armor thing about the, you know, for like Linda Rica, what happened was exactly what I said about that, you know, about, you know, turning and walking away from and or running away from or not participating in this call caused her to, I mean, I'm not saying what happened to her was because she didn't get on the call. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, what happened in this group is that people did reach out to her because we hadn't heard from her for a while, and we ministered to her as fellow masterminders. And so we took the time to stop and help her. And now she's back, and we're going to, as she keeps plugging in and getting the positive, what we're giving her and giving each other here, that, you know, because our mental attitude is everything about healing. It's so much better if we heal better with a good attitude. So anyway, that was just, you know, just a little thought.
Absolutely, Donna. We keep our mind focused on the healing. I think that we have a much better journey through the healing process. All right, Star 6, we have plenty of time. Come on out and add your beautiful voice to this amazing mastermind. You have a story that someone wants to hear.
Miss Ashley?
Gail?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, great, great call. You're so precious. Thanks for everything. And I love your story with the boys this morning. You know, just the example of, you know, you either find a way or make a way, and you just don't give up. And, you know, that's what we're all about. And I think, you know, every day, and look at with Miss Cora Enderica having an accident, and things happen in life and we just don't know, right? We don't know what's going to happen. So you kind of go with the flow. And luckily we have this community of wonderful people who can start praying for each other and making sure that, you know, we're being watched over and, you know, nothing is going to, you know, I guess, turn our life upside down. But, you know, we're here for each other, and that's a good thing. That's a great thing. And this is a beautiful family, and we love it, and we want more of it all the time. And, you know, just all of our stories are great. I don't have a whole lot, especially, like, for stories, this, like, for this morning. But
that's okay.
Just trying to survive myself from my own accident. But,
yeah,
you know, I look like a just, you know, with my little collar, because my neck does get really tired. It must be like I have a really heavy head. Because it's like, what the heck?
You got a lot in that brain of yours, Gail.
Yes, I've got to unload some, I guess. But maybe I should write another book, How to Unload Your Brain. But anyway, you know, there's so many talented people. I think of you all the time, Ashley, with what your, you know, your creativity just, I think you still have so much untapped, you know, stuff in there, you know, to bring to the world. And I think a lot of people do. And you know, just take the girdle off your brain and just, you know, how can I? Just keep saying, how can I? Because we are so capable of doing so much more. I love the book about the persistence. And I thought about when you were reading, If our children, well, I don't have any kids, but I'm saying if the children of the world could, I remember reading this book, you know, so many times. And every time you read it, you find something new. But as you mature, you really get more out of it because you're a different person. And I think that if our kids read it, they wouldn't get it as much as we get it at our ages. But it's profound, you know, the words in it, and if they really got it, how much different could their life be now and in the future, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, just a thought to help kids, you know, get mature quicker as far as just using their brain and, you know, not just, you know, trying to be popular, I guess, or, you know, going with the crowd.
Right.
You know, but, you know, anyway, I don't know. I don't have any kids. Of course, I have a lot of wisdom for that.
Yeah, I will say I have shared the Grow Rich call with my sons a few times, and they definitely don't pick up on some of the nuggets that I pick up on. And it actually made me think, we were watching Masters of the Universe the other night, and we were actually, because my husband and I wanted kind of a little date night. We had been around the kids all day, and we were like, hey, we're going to go watch it in our room. You boys can watch it in the living room. And we started all at the same time, but they ended up being at two different parts of the movie. And I was like, how'd y'all get that far? And my son was like, oh, I fast-forwarded through the boring part. I was like, you mean the part where it tells the story? So I think that's so a big good. Part of it. They just skip over the boring parts.
That's exactly right. It is awesome. It is awesome. But that you guys did that at all was wonderful. But, yeah, I mean, anyway, life is good. Our books are great. And there is a ton of wisdom for all of us at any age, really. So, anyway, well, back to you. Thanks again. Happy Friday. Happy weekend. And you stay beautiful and everybody else. And know that we love you out there
in
our Grow Rich family land. Okay, honey.
Bye-bye. All right, Star 6, who else has something to add this morning?
Hi, Steve Scoresby.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, I just had a thought while we're talking. As I mentioned earlier in the pre-call, it's Pioneer Days here in Utah. And last night, my wife and I had a chance to go to a local rodeo. And it's a kind of a tradition that we do every year. And, you know, as I just sit there thinking, you know, watching the different performances, you know, that they saved the best for last, which is the bull riding. And the bulls were really rough last night. I mean, the riders were only staying on for like 1 or 2 seconds, you know, a couple bucks and they're off.
Yeah,
and I was just thinking, you know, in the face of adversity, I think that's one of the worst adversities, you know, you could probably put yourself in front of, and these guys are doing it night after night, you know, and I'm just thinking to myself, you know, number one, I didn't find myself on a bull in the first place, right? And then they're just the courage that I think they have to do that night after night. And there was one particular the guy got bucked and then, you know, came, I don't remember exactly how it happened, but he got entangled with the bull and he was laying flat on the ground and, you know, the medical team. I think he was okay. They ended up having to, you know, get him off the ground and out of the arena. But even when we take our wounds, you know, I know it's not going to stop him from getting back on the bull. And I think, you know, if we take that lesson in life, you know, when we get bucked off, you know, hit, you know, the important thing is just getting back up and getting back on with it.
Yeah.
And anyway, I'll probably be doing a post about that sometime today. Later, but
you've had some great posts to share about, Steve. Looking forward to it.
So yeah, I just stories. Think there's a lot of lessons to learn from those cowboys last night, so probably put some together on that today.
Awesome, for sure. Great share, appreciate it. Yeah, you gotta take the wound, take the hit, take the punch, get back up, go at it again. All right. I did see, Pat, you have tried unmuting and coming out a couple of times. Feel free to come out now. Star 6, if you have something you want to share, we'd love to hear from you. I can see the names in the control center if you're wondering how I see.
Good morning. This is Pat from New York.
Good morning, Pat. Great to hear from you.
I don't have any big story. I just wanted to say, appreciate this call and everything that people talk about, and have a great weekend.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And you have a great weekend as well. Good to hear from you. Yeah. Thanks. Any new people, feel free to come out and just introduce yourself. Let us know you're listening. It's always nice to hear the voices that have tuned in and getting something from this amazing call.
Hey, Ashley, it's Albie.
Hey, Albie.
Hey, I just wanted to say one more thing. I just wanted to give my appreciation for the call and for you know, this. A lot of times, I think people feel like there has to be some kind of wisdom shared, or you know. Something that makes a difference, you know, the thought or whatever. And I'll tell you what, the biggest thing for me has not been so much the wisdom, although that that always helps. And always, of course, it's, you know, kind of purpose of helping each other, sharing with each other things that can make your life better. But honestly, you guys, yourself, your actual, you know, everybody on this call and your personalities and the friendship of you guys, that's really, like, to me, is even more valuable than just the actual words and the wisdom.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? And it's like,
I do.
The actual relationships are actually 10 times more valuable. And I think that if people understood the power of coming together, what it actually does for you, it's like you can't participate in it unless you're willing to eat the soup.
I like that.
Anyway.
I was actually watching a video by a lady named Julia Cameron. She wrote a book called The Artist Way, and I've been studying a lot about her. And in the speech that she was giving, she was talking about the beginning of her journey and how she wanted to be great. She wanted to be impactful. She wanted to just be, you know, amazing. And she said in the end, what she realized was she needed to stop being all of those things and just be herself. And I think that's what we get. That's what we get on this call is, like, there are many times that we see, you know, the host and the leaders and even people that come out and share, you know, just during the mastermind, we have moments of, like, really big impact of, like, whoa, that's a big aha moment for us. So I think it puts this pressure that when we come out during the mastermind, we have to have something that impactful too. But that's not true. We really just have to show up as ourselves, because Pat just coming out just to say hello could give somebody else that courage to say, hey, I don't have to be impactful. I can come out. If she can do that, I can do that too. And that's absolutely welcomed and encouraged here, because it's more about building those relationships. And I think if we take this whole concept, this whole idea out into the marketplace, then we're really going to start to see the growth and the success in our business that we're looking for. So thank you for sharing that, Albie. That was really good.
Thank you, too. I loved it.
Aw, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Minister Christian.
Ashley, love you. Thank you so much for your energy and everyone on the call, live and on the replay. Shout out to all the beautiful people, and you're all beautiful. Gail was saying something that made me think of this song. I don't know if it was the Applebee's song. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. That's how I feel about the call. You know, it's not so much the stuff that we study. It's how we leave after we listen to what we've been studying, hearing the testimonies, feeling the energy. For me, it's a check-in. So I don't always have anything really great to say. Most people, they say, well, what did Christian say that was so profound? Or remembering, it was, oh yeah. And that's good enough. If it makes you feel good, if never give up, keep moving, all that, if the butter tastes good and it feels good, then that's all that matters. We take it, we do what we want to do, and we do what we will, and we keep shining our light. And it's all perspective, I really think, you know. And for me, it's to be able to detach from just negative people, negative things, and focus on my vision. That is the one thing I want to drive home, is to be able to focus on what you see and understand that once you show up with the vision or the idea is like a body. You have an idea, but of course with that body, you have the darkness, the fundamental darkness, the shadow that comes along with it. So that's just a part of it. Flying, you have to have gravity. You know, there's certain things that we do that you're going to have the negative side to it. It's just the yin and the yang, the contrast of life. So when we keep the vision alive and we realize that, hey, if it wasn't for gravity, there would be no flying. If it wasn't for winter, there would be no joy of spring. If it wasn't for the pains, we wouldn't understand the joys. So we signed up for this as humans to have a human experience as spiritual leaders and spiritual enlightened people. thank you for helping me stay on focus and on target with these principles, where I can keep shining my light, detached to what is negative in the world, and be the change that I'm born to be. Love you, family. Never give up. Keep moving forward. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Minister Christian. What a way to put a cherry on top. All right, everybody. I love you. I appreciate you. Wanda, Linda, Rika, Brett Hudson, Donna, Albie, Gail, Steve, Pat, and Minister Christian. You guys have contributed to making this one of the best masterminds ever. Make it a great weekend. Stay persistent. Stay flexible. Keep your eye on the prize and pivot as you need to. Make it a great day, everyone.
Thanks, Ashley. Bye, everybody. Bye. Thank you. Bye. Bye. I used to chase what I couldn't hold. Counting every gap, every dead, every cold. Woke up racing before my feet hit the floor. Always behind, always needing more. I thought the hustle was the only way through. Grind till you drop and then start again new. But something was missing I couldn't quite name. I had all the effort and nothing to claim. And quiet as morning, soft as the light. The truth started rising and it changed my whole life. It wasn't out there, it was never that far. It was gratitude first that opens the door. That's divine positioning. Not luck, not chance, not a lucky break. Something bigger moving things into place. I stayed grateful, kept my heart alive. And the right thing showed up at the right time. Every door, every person, every sign was already coming, I just had to align. That's divine positioning. That's divine positioning. So I started each morning with thankful eyes. Three things, five things, watching the list rise. Not waiting for perfect, not waiting for more. Grateful for exactly what already was. 30 days turned to 60, turned to a year. Something kept shifting, kept getting more clear. Not just doors opening into my life, but people I could reach in the middle of the night. The timing was perfect, the placement was planned. I was being positioned to offer my hand. And what felt like waiting was never a stall. What felt like a dead end was a corridor call. The grateful mind sees what the striving mind missed. That the hard, unclear seasons are already on the list. That's divine positioning. Not luck, not chance, not a lucky break. Something bigger moving things into place. I stayed grateful, kept my heart aligned. And the right thing showed up at the right time. Every door, every person, every sign was already
situation was already coming. You just have to align. That's divine positioning. Mm-hmm. That's divine positioning. If you're in the middle of waiting right now, if you're wondering when and you're wondering how, if the season is hard and the why isn't clear, you're not lost in the dark, you're being drawn near. You're being prepared for a person, a place, someone down the road who needs your grace. Stay thankful for exactly where you stand. Something's already moving, already planned. That's not luck, that's not chance, that's not random at all. Stay grateful, stay open, and watch what falls into place. Right on time, right on time. Divine, divine.